Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, we just rolled into a new town, found an awesome city park, taking the day to rest, restore ourselves in the Father's creation. Beautiful shady tree park for free. And we're going to be working online, doing some ministry. Got some emails to answer. I wanted to bring a teaching today, and this is tied to our past weekend preach, where we went to a false so-called Christian music festival, City on a Hill. I call it Sin on a Hill in Duluth, Minnesota. After 2 days of contending for the truth at this fleshly so-called Christian concert, I want to address CCM music and singing in the so-called New Testament body. You know, when we go to these places, we hear it over and over and over, and we see it, how important this CCM, instrumental fleshly music, is to churchianity. It's obvious. We've been there enough. We see it. It is the way, not a way, the way they worship God. It's about the only way they worship God. I'm going to show you how they lack holiness, repentance, obedience, righteousness as they live after the pattern of the world and just cling to CCM emotional music. And then when the preacher shows up and you preach anything but just listening to fleshly music for worship, and you preach righteousness, holiness, obedience, repentance, they laugh and they mock you, but nobody will open a Bible because the Word of God is not on their side. I'm going to show you in this audio why the Word of God's not on their side. So it's this unbiblical, instrumental, fleshly music. They're actually addicted to it. I used to be. I had to repent of it. And again, they've made it their chosen way to worship God. But what does God's Word say on the subject? See, we worship God. We're supposed to worship God His way. It makes sense, doesn't it? What does God's Word have to say on this subject? Let's talk about it today. So first, in the New Testament body, there was no instrumental fleshly music. It was singing from your lips. We become the instrument. And so it wasn't fleshly. It didn't move your body. It wasn't addictive. It was saints singing with their hearts and their lips unto each other, unto God. That's not like CCM, contemporary Christian music today. New Testament worship. Ready? It's not singing songs that you love and adore and getting all fleshly and emotional and instrumental music. No. New Testament worship is a life bowed down to God, living holy, living obedient to scriptures, submitting to God in your every day, every life, every way, and coming out of the corrupt fallen world and false churchianity. Yeah, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Yeah, that's worship. Okay? A living sacrifice with all of your life. I did a quick look up. The word worship is used 73 times in the New Testament. Okay? Do you know how many times music is tied to worship in the New Testament? That word worship? Not once. Not once. Worship is a prostrate, bowed down, obedient, willing life with a heart to seek and obey God. It's not fleshly, instrumental music and how it woos you. Now, I want to be clear. Singing with your lips can be part of worship, all right? But it is not worship itself. Let me say that again. Singing with your lips, biblically, either by yourself or with other saints, it can be part of worship, but it is not worship by itself. They've created this placebo worship event that is not found in God's Word. In great danger, what they've done, the church system, churchianity, they're using contemporary Christian songs to build theology. They're built on, they're drunk on grace, not sound doctrine from God's holy word. So they hear something in a song, they hear it over and over and over and over and over in a song, rhythmic, hypnotic, and it becomes doctrine to them, but it most times isn't even true. These songs are not theologically sound. They're emotional and flesh and ear tickling. We have many articles on biblical music at don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look them up. Next, unlike modern churchianity, where the instrumental fleshly music rules, the first century saints in the New Testament body started by Christ, we see that music was a small part of their gathering, as the study and teaching of the word, prayer, fellowship, and breaking of bread had its part as a key. And today they've created music as 75% of it. They've got it all turned around. Let me give you an example. When Jesus Christ, the Creator, God, Messiah, Lord, gives us the Lord's Supper in Matthew 26, they didn't whip out harps and bang out 2 hours of repetitive, fleshly, emotional music with flutes and trumpets. They sang one hymn. This is right before he gave up his life for us. They sang one hymn with their lips. Yeah. And if you really look into it, music is literally being used. Satan's very wise. It's being used to control people, control minds, via the beat, via the repetition, via the stirring up of the flesh, people dancing, jumping around, and the bad doctrine. Yeah, he's a master deceiver. The Word of God tells us, I have a whole article on this, the joy of the Holy Spirit, ready? It's not jumping around, screaming, yelling, laughing, dancing. No, in the New Testament, the joy of the Holy Spirit is inner calm and cheerfulness. Yeah. It's not this outside fleshly manifestation. So I contend there's a huge imbalance in the corrupt churchianity today. Their fleshly instrumental music has become the focus. It is used to draw the people, not the biblical gospel, as they ignore many other key elements completely. And I'm going to show you below what they ignore. I see in the so-called churchianity saints, they're addicted to the fleshly need for CCM music. It drives them, it moves them, they gather for it, they pay for it, they jump around, they dance. But they don't care when you show up to preach the word, truth, righteousness, holiness, purity. No, Jesus said what? Many of the people this weekend said, "You don't know my heart." And I said, "I don't know your heart." They said, "Yeah, see?" I said, "My Lord said, test your fruit. We see your fruit, it's terrible." That shuts them right up because they know it's true. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. We see their fruit. They live like the world, act like the world, dress like the world. Yet they claim that they're of God in this false, corrupt music. So let's take a look in the Bible at the amount of times singing is mentioned in the New Testament. Singing or sung or sang. Ready? 13 times. There's 13 verses roughly in the New Testament. So it is definitely part of the faith. It definitely is part of important singing unto God or singing with other saints. Absolutely. We don't discount it. If it's in the Word of God, we obey it. But let's compare. So 13 verses, and they've built their whole worship system and their whole church life, 70% of it is that, and all these fleshly concerts. Let's compare. Ready? I think you'll find this interesting. If we take the word repentance, holiness, obedience, righteousness, truth, purity, holy, we did holiness, then we do holy, and doctrine. Ready? If you add those key components, all right, I'll throw in there born again and endurance. Yeah, I'll throw those two in there. That basically covers the gospel, right? And if we add, I didn't even add the word faith in there. If we add the word faith in there, which is an allegiance to Christ, it's going to push this number way up. But all those verses really surmise the gospel to eternal life. Ready? It's over 600 verses in the Bible. They have focused on 13 verses where the saints sang some songs. And they've made it their whole core of their Christian life. Yet repentance, holiness, obedience, faith, righteousness, truth, purity, doctrine, endurance is over 600 verses. And they virtually are void of so many of those things. Does that not open your eyes? Do you see how Satan has blurred them with their flesh? Because this music is fleshly. If it wasn't fleshly, they wouldn't flock to these places and pay $50, $60, $70, $100 a ticket. I want to be clear. If a doctrine is taught one time, it matters to us. Yeah, we should obey it. So it's taught 13 times to sing. We obey it. We want to obey it. We want to sing unto God in our hearts and our lips. But churchianity has made it their focus. They've turned it into fleshly, emotional ways. Men have stepped up to create all kinds of ear-tickling songs with soft gospels, greasy grace, easy believe, God loves you no matter what, God's carrying you around, He loves you unconditionally, all these lies, and it's sweeping people away as the modern pastors and the church systems ignore the biblical gospel that alone can save people. How in the world, when they focus on 13 verses in the New Testament, how in the world can they ignore the hundreds of verses that call us to repentance, to purity, to holiness, to obedience, to truth? It's crazy. It's deception at its greatest. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. They're focusing on a few verses primarily. How does this happen, you say? Well, the answer is multi-pronged, really. Churchianity folks are mostly, from what I see by their fruit, they're not born of God. They're not His sheep. They're goats of the world. They love their flesh, not the spirit and truth of the word. They are by their fruit rebellious, worldly, idolaters in strange fire. Remember the two priests thought, I'm going to bring the fire we want to bring to God, and He burned them up in the Old Testament. They're bringing strange fire. They want to worship how they want to worship, not how God ordains it be done. You know, there was three men this weekend, and I said, you got to worship God. You know how God requires you to worship? And you know what they said to me? They said, we're going to worship our way. And when I gave them scripture verses, they doubled down and they said, we're going to worship God the way we want to. And they got mad and poked a finger in my face and they turned around and walked away. Can you imagine the arrogance, the pride? Pride's at the root of all sin, isn't it? I think it is. Think of any sin, you can think of pride right behind it. So as we preach at these false CCM festival shows, we also see, as I mentioned before, famous, carnal, worldly, heretic, money changer, Christian contemporary music millionaires like Chris Tomlin, who I get to rebuke walking down the sidewalk after the first day of the event. He turned around and walked away like a coward. He wouldn't give an answer to why he sells the things of God, why he has a false gospel, while he's linked to the Roman Catholics. I told him I loved him. He turned around and left. Wouldn't even talk to me. Just ignored the truth of God. I didn't want an autograph or an album. And he didn't have any time for me. When we see these people, these millionaires, selling worship to these foolish masses. I preached this weekend. You're buying worship of God. They're selling you worship of God. And the people just shook their head laughing at me. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for the men selling doves at higher cost to make money off of people. Look what's happening with this contemporary Christian music. They're selling t-shirts. They're selling wrist bracelets. They're selling hats. They're selling albums, CDs, autographed books, all this stuff. VIP tickets. Yeah, Chris Tomlin, I called him out. They were selling VIP tickets for like 3 and 4 times the money because you get to come on stage and say hi to him, maybe shake his hand or whatever they do. Yeah, a bunch of money takers. We see as these millionaires show up to do it, these people, churchianity false goats, are clamoring for more to their own demise and as they give God lip service. Yep, I was there yesterday preaching the gospel, and you know what? They started singing Amazing Grace. That's all they know is Amazing Grace. They don't know repentance and holiness and obedience and submission. No, they cry out for grace, but they're not going to get grace. You got to make yourself eligible for grace by repenting and lowering yourself, humbling yourself before this mighty Savior. Lip service before God's not going to do. Matthew 15, 8 and 9. These people draw nigh unto me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Yeah, CCM music. And churchianity is full of the doctrines of men. This man, Chris Tomlin, he is popular with NASCAR, the worldly carnal sports, and the Country Music Association just nominated him as Performer of the Day, and he put on a two-hour worship show with them. Do you know about country music? Yeah, I used to be addicted to country music. It's vile, worldly, wicked, naked women, biblically naked women, alcohol, partying, rowdiness, and they slap God and guns on it, and they think it's American and good. And Chris Tomlin, the CCM artist, linked to it. No, it will not stand. It's why we go to these places. We go to defend God's truth. We go to see what sheep will listen, and we got to speak a lot of truth into a lot of people. We let them know this is not biblical worship. We preach the biblical gospel. We warn them you're on the path headed for hell and destruction, lest you turn, repent, come out of the world, come out of your sin, come out of the church system that's paganized, feminized, sodomized, all the rest, and come out of the world, come out of your flesh, and seek Christ in spirit and truth. That's why we go. And you know what? I always get emails from people thanking us afterwards. Yeah, I get a lot of mockers too, mostly mockers. And people thank us while we're there. People say, well, you're really brave to do what you do. Hey, I got nothing. I got what God gives me. I got what God called me to go do. And I will not compromise it because it's not a popular message. I am not a prophet, but I'm doing a prophet's job. The prophets went, proclaimed the word of God. They had it given to them. I already got it in the word of God. I don't have new revelation. They called out to the people claiming Christ and called them to repentance and warned them about God's wrath to come. And then they also, anyone that would listen, would be invited in to come, join this Messiah, join in the covenant of Christ, his blood covenant. And that's why we go, we're going to continue to go into the streets, to these festivals, into the world, into worldly events, to religious places. We're going to call out the truth of God and call people to come. Come and receive this glorious Savior, his love, his grace, his mercy, his joy, his peace, his hope. Yeah, we're there to be light. And we're there to be salt. Light shines the way, and salt preserves. We're shining the way via the gospel, and we are preserving the truth of the word of God, lest it be washed away by the CCM corrupt people. Millionaires selling the things of God, making money off my father's back, and these corrupt churchianity pastors and associations that love to please men, put on ear-tickling shows, but they know not holiness and obedience. 13 verses over 600 related to the gospel of holiness, obedience, repentance, goodness, righteousness that will not stand on judgment day. We love our neighbors too much. We love God too much to not stand and speak up in these dark days. Hey, I got to get going. I got a lot more work to do. We love you all. Let us know we can help you in the faith. Make sure you're striving. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord with your mouth and your heart. Amen. Do it. It's important. The Word of God commands and tells us to do that. Don't be caught up in fleshly instrumental music. Throw it out. Walk in spirit and truth, and we're here to help you. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.